Who here has ever been a widow or an orphan? Anybody? Being a widow or an orphan is a very vulnerable state. Widows and orphans, they're always paired up together in these passages, in the Psalm, in the Old Testament, where Jesus talks about widows and orphans. I think the Psalm says the fatherless and the widows. They don't have anyone to take care of them. And also, in the time and the place of the Scriptures here, they have no legal standing. We can think of other vulnerable people, too. We can think of widowers. We can think of people with dementia or Alzheimer's, people with Down syndrome. Even if nobody here has been a widow or an orphan, let me ask another question. How many of us have ever belonged to a class of vulnerable people? That should be everybody, because everyone at one point or another was a child or was a baby. Completely vulnerable without the ability to take care of ourselves, needing other people to take care of us. We might not like the experience of being vulnerable, but we all find ourselves in that position at some point or another. Prefer stability, predictability. We prefer knowing that we'll have what we'll need. We don't want to be unsure of tomorrow or worse, of having what we need for surviving just today. We don't want to be unsure of this. We don't want to be without legal standing. We don't want to be in a position where we have no one who cares for us. And yet many of us do find ourselves in these positions. We find ourselves vulnerable. So what does God have to tell us about this in the Bible today? God expected his people, the Israelites, to take care of the widows and orphans and vulnerable people. Why they weren't given legal standing, I don't know. But what I do know is that God expressed that he cared for them especially. He took care of them in a way that he didn't take care of other people who could take care of themselves. If you could take care of yourselves, good. God gave you the ability to take care of yourself, and that's fine. Some, by circumstances of life, were less able to take care of themselves. And so they got more care from God. And people who didn't take care of them or who exploited them got on the bad side of God. This is the same way a parent watches a child. The parent watches littler children more closely and carefully than big children because they need more care. The older children can take care of themselves because they've already learned not to run into traffic, but the little kids, they need more care. They need more attention. This is sort of the analogy that we have for the way God takes care of widows and orphans especially. So we hear this account of this widow in Zarephath. She's ready to give up. She's ready to give up on herself. She's ready to give up taking care of herself and her son because they've just got nothing left. They're desperate. They've got nothing. And then she meets this wandering prophet. She is asked to take care of him. This story, this passage, for me, is at once fascinating and troubling. Does anyone else feel the same way about it? Because this, it's initially troubling to me, this passage, because here is this desperate woman, has enough flour left to make one loaf of bread that she and her son are going to eat, and then she says, and then we will die. And then this guy walks up and says, feed me first. Give me a cup of water. And she goes to do that, and then feed me first. And she says, well, I don't have much. But the more I sit with this passage, the more I've realized that it's not what this story is about. She's got to take care of him first, and it's just the command, you know, because he's a prophet or something. That's not what it's about. This command, the command to charity, to caring sacrificially for each other, doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if we have almost nothing. We still help the people who are worse off than us. And that's what she's expected to do, this widow. To the degree that we can, and to the degree that she can. And this is nowhere better illuminated than in the gospel, where Jesus notices this woman, this widow, put a couple of small coins into the temple treasury, all she had, and seeing how generous she is with it. I think what's also fascinating is how generous these two widows are when they haven't even yet experienced the miracle, at least that first widow. She hasn't yet seen how much God is going to be taking care of her, how much God is going to show his love for her and for her son by not allowing them to run out of the necessities of life, of the flour and the oil. I mean, she's complaining, there's nothing left. Even not knowing that God is going to do that for her, that they're not going to run out of food. Even not knowing that, she's still generous and she's still charitable. She still gets this guy his cup of water and she still shares the bread. When I give to charities, it often doesn't hurt me. It's a gift given out of my surplus wealth. Jesus points out the people giving into the temple treasury are doing. Since it doesn't come out of my necessities, it's not an act of self-sacrificial charity, but instead it's an act of justice. This is the way the church, following Jesus' lead here, thinks about these things. It's not charity, it's justice, if it's out of that I have. It is right and just that if I have an extra coat and I'm not doing anything with it, and someone else does not have a coat, that I give my coat to that person. And the same goes if it's a couple of dollars. But it is self-sacrificial. It is an act of charity when I give the only coat that I have to someone who doesn't have one, and we're both in the cold, you know? And the same goes if it's a couple of dollars. If it's the only couple of dollars that I have and I still give them away, that's charity. That's self-sacrificial love. Otherwise, it is justice that I give the extra that I have to those who do not have enough and who don't have any way to get it. Those people who are vulnerable. It is justice if I take care of the vulnerable. It's charity if I make myself vulnerable in my care of other people who are vulnerable. This doesn't just concern my wallet. This concerns any aspect of my life. It concerns every aspect of our lives. This is why it goes beyond justice and is instead self-sacrificially charitable and loving to lay down our lives for our friends. To lay down our lives for our friends. This is the difference between charity and justice, and it's a hard lesson to learn. I'm not going to deny that. It's a hard lesson to learn. But it is the lesson that these widows today